analysis affirmed that the research on emerging technologies in the areas of so-called lethal autonomous weapon systems, including the weaponizations of artificial intelligence, is a cause for grave ethical concern. As conflicts and divisions continue to affect humanity, there can be no escaping serious ethical questions related to the armament sector. The urgency of this matter is increasing due to the widespread development and use of armed drones, including kamikaze and swarming drones. This has led to a lessened perception of the devastation caused and the burden of responsibility for their use, resulting in an even more cold and detached approach to the immense tragedy of war. Autonomous weapon systems cannot be held morally responsible subjects. Human beings possess a unique capacity for moral judgment and ethical decision-making that cannot be replicated by a complex set of algorithms, and that capacity cannot be reduced to programming a machine that, however intelligent, remains a machine. If operating without any direct human supervision, such systems may make errors in identifying the intended targets due to unidentified biases induced by their self-learning capabilities. Therefore, it is crucial to ensure sufficient, meaningful, and consistent human oversight over weapon systems equipped with artificial intelligence functions. Autonomous weapon systems lack the ability to comprehend the consequences of causing excessive or unnecessary suffering, engaging in indiscriminate killing, or adhering to the principles of humanity. These expressions, which are codified in IHL, require interpretation, good faith, and prudent judgment, all of which are uniquely replaceable human traits. Mr. Chair, the Holy See has been a vocal supporter of negotiation of a legally binding instrument on laws, and in the meantime, of an immediate moratorium on their development or use. It is increasingly urgent to deliver concrete results given the pace of technological advancement. This is also mindful of the decade of dedicated discussions on laws. As we have been tasked to further consider and formulate a set of elements of an instrument to address the issue of laws, the Holy See encourages full use of this GGE to work specifically on the scope of prohibitions and regulations of weapon systems based on their degrees of autonomy, keeping firmly at the center of our deliberations the fundamental reference to the dignity of the human person. The development of ever more sophisticated weaponry, even with the purpose of reducing collateral damage, is not a long-lasting solution. War originates in the human hearts, therefore the real solution lies in the conversion to a culture of peace that places technological advancements at the service of humanity, of integral human development, and of the common good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.